This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Diving into the fascinating world of web servers and their responses, today we'll dissect a specific HTTP response.
These responses are the unsung heroes of the internet, aren't they? They're the messengers that bring us the content we crave.
Precisely, and this particular response reveals a lot about the server's configuration and the technologies it uses.
It's like a digital fingerprint, revealing clues about the website's infrastructure.
Exactly. Let's start with the status code, HTTP 1.1 200 OK.
A 200 OK status code signifies that the request was successful and the server was able to locate and return the requested resource.
Now let's move on to the headers. We see a date header indicating when the response was generated. What's the significance of this?
The date header helps in caching and determining the freshness of the content. It's crucial for ensuring users receive up-to-date information.
We also see content type text, HTML, charset UTF-8. This tells the client what type of content to expect.
Transfer encoding chunked indicates that the response body is being sent in chunks, allowing for dynamic content generation.
And connection keep alive helps improve performance by keeping the connection open for multiple requests.
The X, powered by PHP 8.2.21 header, reveals the server-side scripting language used, which is PHP version 8.2.22 in this case.
Interesting. And a server HCDN tells us the server software being used.
Headers like cache control, expires, and etag provide instructions for caching the response, optimizing performance, and reducing server load.
X Lightspeed Cache hit suggests the server is using Lightspeed Cache, a popular caching plugin.
Content encoding break indicates that the content is compressed using Brotli compression, further enhancing performance.
This is a common technique for reducing bandwidth usage and improving page load times.
Content security policy. Upgrade insecure requests is a security header that instructs the browser to upgrade insecure requests to HTTPS.
This helps protect against mixed content issues and improves overall security.
Headers like XDNSS prefetch control, XPingback, and link provide additional information about the website and its functionalities.
These headers can be useful for various purposes, such as optimizing DNS resolution and enabling pingbacks.
Platform, Hostinger, and Panel reveal the hosting provider and control panel used.
This information can be helpful for troubleshooting or understanding the server environment.
The Alt SVC H3443 MAT 86400 advertises support for HTTP 3, the latest version of the HTTP protocol.
HTTP 3 offers significant performance improvements over previous versions.
XHTDN request ID provides a unique identifier for the request, which can be useful for debugging and tracking.
And XHTDN cache status hit confirms that the response was served from the cache.
Analyzing HTTP responses provides valuable insights into a website's infrastructure, performance, and security practices.
It's like peeking behind the curtain of the internet. That was a great discussion.